welcome to another edition of what I call American Exposé. I'm Chris Turner, speaking to you on the 12th of August, 2005, Friday the 12th of August. Last night I was chided spending too much time reeling about Vietnam, this Vietnam trip, angers some in the Oklahoman, and talking too much about communism and other things. But keep in mind, Agenda 21 is the epitome of communism in place. It's the epitome of communism, listeners. And this is why I talk so much about Agenda 21 in the past and the present. Here we see action planning for sustainable urban development in Vinh City, Vietnam. Localizing Agenda 21. Dennis's information. We're all working together to try and get the information out. CAFTA, NAFTA. NAFTA came out after 1992. NAFTA's part of Agenda 21. Everything I talk about connects to Agenda 21. I may not say Agenda 21 all the time, but this is the stage we're at today. And I'm a little upset because people aren't paying attention. They aren't realizing how big Agenda 21 is, how all-encompassing it is, where it's in every country in the world, every communist country in the world. This communist country here that hasn't been told to us yet, 13 years into implementation everywhere. If you look on my website, AmericanExpose.com, you will see the implementation of Agenda 21 in Vietnam, where we had a catastrophe. We had a set-up war, just like Korea. In other words, listeners, our military has been a vassal military under the United Nations system since 1945 and actually during the Second World War. 1942, January 1st, is when it started. No country could sign a peace treaty against the axis of evil back then unless all countries signed a peace treaty against the axis of evil. And I've got that documentation here. But the point is, the UN system is in place. We're dealing with CAFTA, NAFTA, FTAA, the regionalization. It's a Sovietization of America. The Soviet Union is very influential in the UN system, has from the very, very start. On top of the Security Council is always a Soviet or a Soviet country leading the Security Council at the UN system. So for people to get upset with me for not talking about Agenda 21 enough, they aren't doing their research. Because I'm constantly covering Agenda 21. It's the plan for the 21st century. Last night I covered President Bush signed this $286.4 billion transportation bill. I mean, what in the world is that all about? $286 billion. About the NAFTA corridors. I'm the only one that started talking about the NAFTA corridors 7 years ago. And this Vietnam trip angers some that have been relocated to Oklahoma was very important to cover last night. And the bottom line of all this is CAFTA is a done deal. But Norm Davis in Kentucky has been fighting his battles, taking back Kentucky, for just about the same amount of time I've been talking about the NAFTA corridors. And this is the point, listeners. We're going to have Norm Davis with us today. We're going to talk about this. We're going to connect some dots and how he is confronting his legislators and congressmen about what's being done to Kentucky. Your state is underway as well, listeners. We'll be back to continue the broadcast. Stay with us. Good stuff. That's Dave Cause, I believe. And Calm Down Music. Bob James, I guess. Calm Down Music. It doesn't do much to calm me down, but it's very soothing to listen to, listeners. So I'm going to have Norm Davis momentarily here, but I want to make my point. This article in the Oklahoman that I spent so much time on last night, which Vietnam Trip Angers Some is what the title of it is. It's a front page article. Vinh Nguyen, chairman of the Vietnamese American Association of Oklahoma City, said, quote, "We are helping the state of Oklahoma's economy. But they," meaning the Commerce Department, "don't please us. They please the communists of Vietnam," end quote. And here we see Agenda 21 in Vietnam. In Chapter 28 of Agenda 21, local authorities in each country are called upon to undertake consultative processes with their populations in order to achieve a consensus on a local Agenda 21 for their community. The Habitat Agenda from Istanbul 1996 confirms the LA21 framework as a valuable approach to harmonize urban development and environment. The program goal, UNCHS Habitat's Localizing Agenda 21 program, offers a multi-year support system for selected secondary cities. It provides concentrated capacity building and management support interventions in Vinh City, Vietnam, Nakuru, Kenya, and Isonoria, Morocco. Dissemination of lessons learned in other cities in these regions further builds the capacity of local authorities to formulate and implement local Agenda 21 programs for and with their communities. There's much more to this information. It's on our website. Dennis put it up there a few days ago. It's right there for everyone to see, being implemented in various countries on the website, dated yesterday, day before yesterday, I'm not sure, but it's right there. And we're having this 13 years of implementation here. Now, Norm Davis has been aware of Agenda 21 and the Biodiversity Treaty for at least 8 years. That's at least as long as I've been talking to Norm Davis. And, Norm, welcome to the broadcast.
Glad to be with you, Chris.
How long have you been aware of Agenda 21, Norm?
We found out about it in 97.
Okay.
Right after we passed our concealed carry in Kentucky, it was late 96, and then in 97 we began working on it.
So we're talking 9 years.
Yep.
And once you realized what Agenda 21 was doing to Kentucky, you got active.
Yeah, we got out, we got our legislators, and we told them we didn't want this stuff, and they passed in a bill to tell the UN and sustainable development and all that stuff to get out of Kentucky. We don't need you.
Now, Sam and Trish in Missouri are doing the same thing. Others are forming their own meetings in other states. And this is the difficulty of it all. It's going to take some work to implement these directions of stopping the funded, mandated direction of Agenda 21 in the UN system, Norm, isn't it?
Well, yes, but you really have to do your work at home to make sure that your legislative people understand that what it really is. All they're going to hear is how good it is, what it can do, like this garbage on CAFTA where they just told us how it'll bring peace and it'll bring prosperity and as Mitch McConnell said, level the playing field economically.
Well, this is the point here. As I have your information here, I have the letters and the correspondence you had with this gentleman. And in this letter, in closing, DR CAFTA, and DR is Dominican Republic,
right,
presents another opportunity for U.S. to knock down barriers, open markets, level the playing field. Now, listen, when NAFTA was passed, I heard leveling the playing field, but our values were being lowered in leveling the playing field, Norm.
Oh, yeah. It'll level it, all right. If they don't have anything, and we have something, and we'll all be in the same boat. None of us will have anything except a few transnational corporate elitist.
Yeah, and there's the crux of the situation. Leveling the playing field. They're outright saying 10 years later, or actually it's 12 years later since NAFTA's been passed, they're talking about leveling the playing field out right now, but that's a misnomer, isn't it, Norm?
Yeah, to say the least. Yeah, we've created quite a nice stir with our paper. As a matter of fact, the first 21 pages of it is covering these letters that you have. Then I listed every job in Kentucky, and this is just Kentucky, 46,781. Then I printed 8 pages on each of our congressmen, and our senators got their own special little page with their donations that they got their contributors to top 10 industries, their source of funds, you name it. We printed it all. And the printer loved it so much that he gave us over twice as many papers as we ordered. Can you believe that?
Well,
he didn't charge us.
Isn't that because he's concerned, too?
That's exactly the reason.
He spent some time and read your publication?
Yes, he did.
And he came to the conclusion that, boy, I better help this gentleman out. Because we're in deep trouble in our country.
Yeah, I called him this morning and asked him about it and told him they made a mistake. And they said, we liked it. And everybody needs to have this information. And we figured you'd get it out.
Well, and you're certainly doing the best you can at this point in time. And this is obvious. And the paper starts out here, listeners, on June 16th, we sent to all the Kentucky congressmen and senators the following letter along with a complete list of jobs lost in Kentucky due to NAFTA, listeners. NAFTA. This list totaled 46,781 Kentucky jobs lost due to NAFTA alone. This does not count GATT, WTO, or any of the other treaties or agreements. Now, once again, listeners, NAFTA wasn't passed until Agenda 21 was put into implementation in 1992. And the WTO, which was GATT, which was actually formed in 1947, when that vote was done in 1994, it was done by majority vote, which is unconstitutional, and Al Gore broke that vote and went for GATT. Correct, Norm?
Yeah, you're right.
So here we have the setup in place, a major setup in place, and I center around certain things. Death, the people dying in another Vietnam, the jobs lost in the economy. These are very critical to keeping a country to survive. And this is all interconnected to Agenda 21. The transfer of technology is in this 40 chapter of Agenda 21. It's all here, people, strengthening the role of major groups.
This is just another step leading us toward what they really want is FTAA.
Which is only going to extend it down to the bottom of South America, right?
Right. It's going to change our border.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. It's going to change our border. It's going to change it. We won't have to worry about it. We'll just go to the bottom of Mexico and then we'll guard the borders from there, and as far as Texas goes, well, you know, that in Mexico, or they're just going to open it up. And here the people are trying to get it closed.
Now, Norm says here in this publication, level the playing field. What do you understand how there could ever be a level playing field when the average annual Kentucky wage is reported by the state to be $25,494? How can anyone making over 25 grand a year compete with someone making $400 per year?
That's right. We looked them up. We got the figures. We have the figures from all them nations involved in it.
Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is, leveling the playing field is going to do nothing but lower our standard of living and our lifestyle in America.
That's right.
And it's state by state. It has to be implemented state by state. The stopping of this has to be done at the state level, Norm.
That's right.
And so here we are, listeners. How can anyone making over 25 grand a year compete with someone making $400 a year? Not to mention, they don't have to worry about such things as but not limited to OSHA, unemployment, Social Security, EPA regulations, etc. Someone please explain to us how this leveling will ever happen. And there is the point, listeners. The leveling of the playing field is a setup in this country. We are being set up because we're not given the truth by any major press at all. That's why this network's important. That's why the various websites connected to our website's very important, of which Take Back Kentucky is there. And, Norm, you've put out this publication for how long now?
About 6-7 years now. And it was a newsletter before that.
And you can see the www.thelog.us, that's THELOG.US.
Right.
Thelog.us, listeners. Liberty Observer and Guardian. DR CAFTA passes, FTAA next. Will Congress leave open borders section is the question that is asked. And this is the setup that's being done here. Like the European Union, where Mikhail Gorbachev, a major player in Agenda 21, has stated, the European Union is the next European Soviet. And so we're seeing the Sovietization of North America, Norm.
That's right. Exactly. Including our education systems now, most of the states are based on the old Soviet education system.
Yeah, so you know, the point is, whether I mention Agenda 21 or not all the time doesn't mean I'm not talking about it all the time.
Well, this is part of it.
There it is. That's,
people can't understand that. They've got a problem. They need to start doing some reading. This, sustainable development, all of it goes together.
Now, 9-11, I'm chastised for talking about 9-11 too much. 9-11 was for one purpose only, to bring into implementation homeland security, consolidation of a police state, listeners.
And, that's right. In Nazi Germany, it was called fatherland security.
Yes, and what is Homeland Security going to be all about? The implementation of the 40 chapters of the agenda for the 21st century. That's what Homeland Security is here for, is to implement all these draconian communistic directions under Agenda 21. We'll be back to continue the broadcast with Norm Davis. If you have any questions, write them down, and we'll be answering those soon. But I want Norm to get into more detail here. Stay with us. Listeners, we're back with the broadcast. Norm Davis is my guest. Take Back Kentucky is his direction, taking back his state. The website for Norm Davis is www.thelog.us. I continue with his publication. As we stated also, or we also sent a 22-page list of lost Kentucky jobs. This list included company, product made, location, number of employees displaced, and where the company relocated to. Now, how did you find that list, Norm?
I dug through the internet and dug until I found where the jobs were being listed as they leave.
I see. And anyone can do this for their state?
Sure they can. Let me tell you real quick here, a website you can go to and they'll give them to you.
Oh, boy.
You can go to publiccitizen.org, or here you go, just go to the .org. You can find what you want there. They list them in three separate sections because there are three different types of changes in the jobs. They list them as a trade adjustment assistance, and that is from 1994 to 2002. They then list them in NAFTA, Transitional Adjustment Assistance, 1994 to 2002. And then they list them, third classification is listed as Consolidated Trade Adjustment Assistance, 2003 to the present.
Mm.
You can get it for any state.
On www.citizen.org.
You got it.
Listeners, you've got it now. Citizen.org, listeners. And Norm's done the legwork for us. Yeah, I don't know how many hours he spent looking for this.
Oh, God.
And he found it. So now you out there listening, go to that website and learn about your state and its lost jobs. Correct, Norm?
That's absolutely correct. And the people at citizen.org, they were good enough to give us permission to reprint all their figures and everything. And I was tickled to death to do it.
And aren't most people concerned about the loss of jobs in America?
Well, if they're not, then they're living under a rock.
Right. There's the point. And keep in mind, under this Agenda 21, we have to be moved to sustainable communities, so we have to be bankrupted individually in order to succumb to that movement. Right, Norm?
Well, if people don't take action, people don't do anything till it hits them in the pocketbook. You heard it, and I've heard it all my life. When we sit around and wonder what's the matter with these people, well, when it hits them in their pocketbook, then they start figuring out I need to do something.
Yeah, and certainly the Anti-Communitarian League is suffering financially. They're about to shut down their website. I don't want to see that to happen. But in this circumstance that we are in 2005, we're all in destitute situations, and where did it all start for you, Norm, to get involved in your concern?
Well, in 93, September of 93, I laid up at the University of Louisville Hospital, had artery ruptured. I listened to that bunch of Republicans sell us out on the gun deals, Bob Dole in particular. I mean, we all knew that the Democrats wanted our guns, there's no doubt about it, and they were honest enough to tell us. But when the Brady bill come up, everybody's going home for the holidays, and Bob Dole gave in and socked it to us. Then Clinton got in, and Bob Dole gave in again and socked it to us on the gun bill, the so-called assault weapons ban, and I had enough.
And that's how you started?
That's how I started.
Because
once we got our concealed carry, we said, we got to take something back. We got to do something to stop this. So we built up a huge organization around the state. And we then, in turn, got our concealed carry, which we didn't like to have to get permission to carry concealed. But it was more than we had, and it reversed the direction things were going. That was a help. And then we got called out about some UN land stuff over in western Kentucky, and we went to work over there because we were the state's largest group. We didn't know anything about it, so we got a hold of Henry Lamb, Joan Villon. What is this stuff? So then we started learning, and we've been fighting it ever since. And we have won more than our share of victories, and we have another big one coming. Eminent domain is all part of this garbage. Government or governance all part of this. I mean, it's all part of it. If people don't know it, they have a problem. They better be waking up and finding out while they've got anything left.
It's called the plan for the 21st century.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's called, and the whole thing was laid out in a book. Well, it was a report, actually.
You mean?
A report of the Commission on Global Governments, and it was in a book by Oxford University Press in 1995 called Our Global Neighborhood.
There you go. And I say that book, along with the United Nations Global Straitjacket, are two books everyone needs to have.
And if you want to understand what your American government's doing to you, then you need to read Judge Napolitano's book, Constitutional Chaos. If you haven't read it, Chris, you've got to read it.
Okay,
it's unbelievable.
Let's have the information on that.
Well, it's Constitutional Chaos, and get on the Internet, go to any of the bookstores, you can get it, but it's Judge Andrew Napolitano. He flat out says, why was my government doing this and that, ruling the way they are? And if government doesn't obey its own laws, how do you have any control over that government?
We'll be back to continue with Norm Davis, listeners. Write your questions down for Norm. As we progress to the broadcast, we'll take your phone calls. Stay with us. I'm Chris Gerner with what I call American Exposé, and Norm Davis is with me. He's taking back Kentucky. KRBA is the website. KRBA, Kentuckians for the Right to Bear Arms listeners, that is a partner site on our state network in American Exposé. Now, seeing here, Norm, President Bush opened the gates Wednesday for spending a whooping $286.4 billion on roads and bridges, rail and bus facilities, bike paths, and recreational trails, saying the projects from coast to coast would spur the economy and save lives. Now, why in the hell would he do that? What is this all about?
Got to put people to work doing something.
And the NAFTA corridors.
Yep.
That are all planned for us. The NAFTA corridors, north and south, east and west, they're all planned. They're all on AmericanExpose.com. And the point being that the implementation of Agenda 21 goes on in our newspapers on a daily basis. And here we have this CAFTA that passed by a lot of arm twisting, evidently, Norm.
Well, Tom DeLay, look what he did. I don't remember who it was now, but he told one representative who was up for chairmanship that he'll never see that chair if he doesn't vote for this bill.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wish Sharon, I could have, was next to Sharon. She could tell me exactly who it was. But one of the committees, it was a guy up for a chairmanship. One of the other congressmen's retiring as the chair now.
Uh-huh.
And this guy was going to be up. He's Republican. And Tom DeLay told him, you'll never see that chair if you don't go along with it.
So there's bribery in place to make this to have passed.
Well, they call it dealing. We call it bribery.
And certainly that's what happened under NAFTA as well.
Oh, yeah. Let me say something real quick.
Please, go ahead.
Citizen.org, and then you can do it two ways. You can then go /trade, or you can go down on citizen.org itself. On the right-hand column, there's three columns running down the page.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go down to where it says Global Trade Watch. And then that will take you to the trade page. And then you see three boxes there listing these three categories I told you about. Actually, you see on the left-hand column WTO, FTAA, or NAFTA, or CAFTA, or HEOA. It's all here. It's all here. Anybody wants to see how many jobs they've lost in Wyoming or Texas or wherever, go. Go there to citizen.org/trade and then check on whichever treaties, what you want to check on. But go to NAFTA especially, and it'll list it all. Once you go to NAFTA, it brings you up where you have three boxes in the middle. New report, NAFTA Chapter 11, or go down to Department of Labor. The bottom one says Department of Labor Certified Trade Related Job Loss. Click on that, and there they are. You can start picking them up. You have Trade Adjustment Assistance, 1994 to 2002. You have NAFTA Transitional Adjustment Assistance, 94 to 2002. Then you have the Consolidated Trade Adjustment Assistance, 2003 to present. You'll give you every job for your state. Unbelievable.
Lost.
Gone. But, you know, some of these senators want to tell us, like that one letter I've got in the paper there from Mitch McConnell.
Yes,
where
go
he
ahead.
Sit up there, and he told us, and in his paper he says that the Commerce Department reports that in 2003, U.S. trade in private services, computer program, banking, engineering, consulting, et cetera, with other countries produced a $53 billion surplus. Meaning America workers benefited. In addition, according to the Organization of International Investment, insourcing is responsible for more than 100,000 Kentucky jobs, 64,000 of which are manufacturing. That's a lie. We sent him a letter. It's right there next to it in the next box. I told him, okay, your letter states that insourcing is responsible for more than 100,000 Kentucky jobs, 64,000 of which are manufacturing. You send us a list of the locations of these jobs. You might remember a few weeks ago I sent you a list of the number of jobs lost in Kentucky due to NAFTA and GATT. The number of jobs lost in Kentucky in the past few years are in excess of 47,000. Now, I sent him a letter. He said they over 100,000. I sent him one back saying send it to me, and I got a letter back yesterday from him, but he forgot to send me the list. He just said he supported it. I'm sure that was an oversight. You know what I mean?
What does the letter say?
It just flat, about three paragraphs, how he supported it, and it was good for Kentucky, good for the farms, and good for all these jobs that's going to be created, and peace in the hemisphere and all this stuff in the area. He didn't say hemisphere. I think it was said in the area. Can you believe that? But he didn't send a list of jobs.
You don't have the letter handy to read to the listeners, right?
It's at the office.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
But that's what it said, and I'm going to put it in next month's paper with the letter that we're sending him saying we're sure it was just an oversight. Yeah. But you forgot to send a list of jobs you said were created.
Now, listeners, we're talking about Agenda 21 right now, the plan for the 21st century. This is what we're talking about. We aren't saying Agenda 21, but it's part of Agenda 21.
Absolutely.
And the whole situation is well documented in 40 chapters, all on the website AmericanExpose.com, unattractive.com as well. It's all there, people, much of it anyway. I don't know how you can get everything in there because it's a monster, isn't it, Norm?
Yes, it is. It's like a cobweb that goes on forever.
Yeah, it is just like that, a spider's web that will continue, and it's designed to reduce the population, in my opinion.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. back to the UN Global Neighborhood, the report that they put out. They have whole sections in it about, well, the report of the Global Commission on Global Governments, and they have whole sections on unused human potential. Oh, Lord, I'm just looking at it. Of course, self-determination, their way, of course. The overpopulation problems, you name it.
Yeah.
They have it all in here.
And what is their goal but to reduce the population?
Yes.
And listen, we've been watching aerial spraying for years. Have you been watching aerial spraying in your part of the world?
No.
You haven't seen any aerial spraying at all?
Well, I haven't seen it, and it's been a while. It's been a year.
Okay, it's been a while here for me, but I'm not saying it's not being done here.
Oh, it used to just be a beautiful sunny day, and next thing you know, you see planes ever so far apart all flying the same way, and contrails come out like a normal plane, and then all of a sudden they just start spreading and spreading and spreading, and then you had a completely cloudy sky, and then you have these little cobweb things float down.
Right.
We've seen them. We've had them.
Okay, now here I see in our global neighborhood, summary of proposals in Chapter 4. They say Economic Security Council should be established within the United Nations to provide political leadership and promote consensus on international economic issues and on balanced and sustainable development while securing consistency in the policy goals of multilateral economic institutions. The ESC, that's the Economic Security Council, should be a representative body including the world's largest economies and be not larger than a reformed Security Council. The ESC should meet once a year at the level of heads of government and otherwise at finance minister level. The IMF, the World Bank, and the WTO should be invited to report regularly to the ESC. Economic Security Council. Other institutions such as the Commission on Sustainable Development should report on specific matters. Regarding trade, listeners, all governments should quickly enact legislation to implement the Uruguay Round Agreement of the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade and to set up the World Trade Organization. And here we are 10 years into WTO.
Right.
And actually, it was formed in 1947, listeners, GATT.
Well, now, in Chapter 4 also is a section called Migration.
Okay.
People need to read that, and that's a seriously bad section. Then they talk about reforming the UN in Chapter 5, and believe me, it's bad enough as it is. You do not want them reformed where they'll do away with this veto power of the United States. That's exactly what they want to do. Exactly, and have a rotating 23-member committee. Yeah.
And isn't this why we're in this mess in the Middle East under the guise of George Bush, and yet it's under the guise of the U.N. system, to turn the world against America so the world says, let's give the United Nations a chance and to screw America?
Well, that and greed.
That and greed. Well, that greed's the impetus to make the individuals get involved in it.
Yep.
And so we're living this, listeners. We're living this situation, yet the Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. governor of the IMF, listeners. So here we are involved in this. And they say here government should adopt decision-making structures that require full public examination of the benefits and costs of trade restrictions for the community at large. There is a need for intensified dialogue and better methods of dispute resolution in the WTO and other institutions in order to avoid conflict between the interests of free trade, in particular, social and environmental concerns. I mean, the lingo that they use is incredible, Norm.
Well, people need to go read about the FTAA also, because the FTAA, I read, I don't know how many pages of their stuff yesterday, looking at it, to get ready for next month's newspaper.
Okay, tell us.
And in it, I wish I had it in front of me, but I don't. But anyway, in it, they tell you that every nation or state will have to change its laws, bring all their laws into compliance with this agreement. Well, I don't know about everybody else, but I think if they want to have a decent system to live under, they need to bring them under our laws, not their laws. But I don't think we need to bring any of our laws into compliance, change ours to suit some third world tin horn dictator.
I agree wholeheartedly. Norm and I have been partnered in this for a long time, even though I have not been on the air the whole time. I've, you know, Norm's my number one man, listeners, because he's all about taking back your state. We have callers, apparently, and so we should take a couple of these calls, 800-313-9443. Keep in mind the support line for RBN, which is a $30,000 a month operation, listeners. 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. This is a full-on network, needs your support, and you need to purchase the products on the network as well. So we'll move to Larry in Iowa. Larry, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, I talked to you yesterday, and I told you that I tried to send you by email the document from 91. That predates the 92 Rio summit.
Okay.
And that did go through successfully, so you should have that. I'd like to see that, if at all possible, posted on your website. That's the one that actually calls for population reduction under Agenda 21.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I've downloaded my emails today.
And I just sent it to you probably within the hour.
Okay. Then I'm sure to get it, and I'll... I have more to log in here, so I'll anticipate that. And how did you find this research out yourself?
Actually, I belong to a local church here in town, and we got an email that I believe came from General Ben Pardon.
Uh-huh.
And it was this document that had to do with the Midwest... I had it right here. Midwest... Public hearing on environment and development held September 22nd, 1991. Iowa even put out a proclamation about this conference. And I read to you part A of part one on that. The time is pressing. The Club of Rome was founded in 1968. Limits to Growth was written in 1971. Global 2000 was written in 1979, but insufficient progress has been made in population reduction. Part B says, given global instabilities, including those of the former Soviet bloc, the need for firm control of world technology, weaponry, and natural resources is now absolutely mandatory. The immediate reduction of world population, according to the mid-1970s recommendation of the Draper Fund, must be immediately effected. And it goes on from there, and it's just appalling. And in doing some research, I've got a book called Fleshing Out the Skull and Bones. It's been put out by Third Day Press, I believe, Trine Day Press, and it published some of George Bush's unauthorized biography, and some of the chapters are under the title of Race Hygiene, Three Bush Family Alliances. And when you look at that Draper Fund, you find out that Draper was the guy they sent over to Nazi Germany to dissolve the Nazi cartels, and supposedly put the money back from wherever they stole it from. Well, actually, that was funneled back over to the Bush family, Brown Brothers Harriman, CIA, and all that kind of fun stuff. And he then went on to be the founder of the eugenics movement, or not the founder, but a big player in it, and also Planned Parenthood. And it says here, one of the paragraphs is, this friendly environment emboldened General Draper to pull off a stunt with his military aid advisory committee. He changed the subject under the study. The following year, the Draper committee recommended that the U.S. government react to the supposed threat of population explosion by formulating plans to depopulate the poorer countries. The growth of the world's non-white population, he proposed, should be regarded as dangerous to the national security of the United States. And there's like, I don't know, 20, 30 pages here of where they did sterilization in North Carolina and on the East Coast. They tried to set up the Sterilization League of America. They tried to set up in Iowa, and it backfired because of negative publicity. And so they just took their thing global. And that is what Agenda 21 is actually about. I mean, that's the very crux of what Agenda 21 is actually about. They want the population reduced by two-thirds.
And they're talking about the Cobden Clubs, Secretariat for World Order.
Yep.
Initiative for Echo 92 Earth Charter.
Uh-huh.
The pressing need. Okay. I've got it.
Okay.
I appreciate this, Larry, very, very much.
I hope you run with it, because I've sent it to several people I thought would do something with it, and it's gone nowhere.
Now, why wouldn't they want to go with it?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I put in my email to you that I'd sent it to Joan. Now, I retyped the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got the facts in 97. It wasn't until, probably 99 I decided to do something with it, and which is my mistake. I should have been on it way back then.
Well,
Harkin wouldn't be in office right now if I had.
Listen, at least you did what you did.
And so there are a few typos in it, but the information is correct.
Thank you, Larry.
Uh-huh.
We'll work with it.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
Bye-bye, my friend.
Send that to me also, Chris.
I will do it, Norm. We'll be back to continue the broadcast. This is dated September 20th, 1991. Initiative for Echo 92 Earth Charter. Way to go, Larry. We'll be back to continue the broadcast. Welcome back to the broadcast, listeners. I appreciate all your help and support with your information. William Tell-It-All in Texas, my friend Bill, has sent me some information we'll cover in the second hour. Get in line if you want to get on the air. 800-313-9443 will take your calls in the next hour. Norm, any thoughts going through your mind as we progress with the broadcast?
The people are just going to have to get involved, Chris. I mean, we're all busy. We've all got a ton of things to do. We've got family-related, work-related, you name it. We've got it. But if you don't get involved, and what's going on in Congress keeps going on, and at the state levels keeps going on, what are your kids going to have? What are they going to have?
Well, that is the whole reason why I didn't even have a family starting in 1975, and I'm not proud of it. I wish I had a family. I wish I could raise a family. But I was concerned back then, and you should be extremely concerned right now, because you're in the thick of it, people. We're all in the thick of it. We're all living a life of an illusion, Norm, aren't we?
Yes.
And we have to stop that illusion. And understanding this situation is most imperative. I encourage you to support Norm and www.thelog.us. That's thelog.us. And certainly, you've got your KBRA website, right?
KRBA, Kentucky for the Right to Bear Arms.org. And then we have TakeBackKentucky.com.
And
Kentucky spelled all the way out.
And they're all on the website in State Network.
Next week, we will have... Not this week, but next week on Log and on Take Back Kentucky, we're going to post, I think Wednesday or Thursday, we're going to post the entire 20-some pages of this newspaper with all the jobs lost. Now, the jobs lost are already on Take Back Kentucky. The jobs lost are already on it, but we're going to post the letters the congressman, senator sent us, telling us all these phony, flaky reasons that they supported this garbage, and I guess they think we're just gullible. I don't know.
Well, they understand that many of us are lazy. They understand that many of us, when we get home from work, if we have a job, well, the first thing we do is turn on the television.
That's right.
And we stay addicted to the television over and over again, day after day after day. We can't even be in a room without noise, many of us. We've got to have the TV going. If you turn the TV off and it's perfectly quiet, people tend to go bonkers.
Yep.
But, you know, for a period of years, I purposely don't play a radio in a vehicle when I drive. I purposely don't play a radio at home. I purposely keep it constantly quiet in the house. Because quiet gives you the opportunity to think and research and document. DR CAFTA passes FTAA next. Will Congress leave open borders section is the question. And the open borders section, Is that an outright section that...
Yeah, there's a section in there, and it's going to be open.
And this is in CAFTA now?
This is in FTAA coming up.
I see. And we probably got FTAA on the website. I'm sure Dennis has put it up there.
There's you can go to, there is one that's fairly good. It doesn't have everything, but it has a pretty good rundown. It's stopftaa.org, I believe it is.
That's the John Birch Society.
Right.
Okay.
They have some pretty good information.
Absolutely. I know Dennis has got this up here on the website. I'm going to look for this. We're going to go into the second hour. Take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. We'll be back. Stay with us.